to survive the supply chain collapse that has already begun, we've got to realize that this is not simply a supply chain collapse. This is a wartime embargo against the United States and much of Western civilization. You look at the ships parked off the coast, not allowed to dock in the ports. That's being done on purpose. That is a wartime embargo. You look at the FDA interdicting shipments of ivermectin that are being mailed into the United States to save lives. You know, from pharmacies and retailers outside the U.S., the FDA has the U.S. Postal Service and FedEx and UPS interdict those shipments because it's an embargo. It's an embargo to make sure that you have massive, maximum casualties in the United States. Don't let the people have ivermectin. Don't let them have hydroxychloroquine. And of course, don't let them have free speech either, because people might talk about cures and remedies and treatments and so on. You look at fake President Biden. He restricted the monoclonal antibody shipments to red states only. Florida and Texas, for example, and some others. That is a wartime embargo to withhold medical supplies from his political enemies, which are the red states. That's an act of war. And this is what people need to understand. All of us need to understand this, that you are not living in just an accident or a bunch of coincidences. Oh, isn't it horrible? And the shelves are partially empty. This is all deliberate. And they are taking down the food supply. They're taking down the energy grid. And in that, I mean fossil fuels as well, not just the power grid, but I'm talking about natural gas, diesel fuel, coal supplies. The shortage is all over the world already. They're taking down medicine. They've taken down your election system with the rigged elections of 2020. And they are, of course, they've taken down your freedom to speak, all the deplatforming, all the controls. And they are also assaulting your right to gather in public. And in Australia, the most insane new law is being proposed that would criminalize bikers showing up in public with biker symbols on their jackets. You can get a year in prison for just wearing a jacket with a biker symbol or showing a tattoo. You're not allowed to show certain tattoos in public if this law becomes law in Australia. It's just incredible. And then they have something called unlawful gatherings. So if you gather with your biker friends in a group, you know, three people or more, they're going to send you to prison for 5 years in Australia. Yeah, it's an unlawful gathering. So you see then, you are a slave, you're a prisoner to this system. They want you to stay home, be isolated, wear your mask, take the vaccine death shot, just go to sleep, sleepy time. You know, with all the strokes happening inside your vascular system and the blood clots and the prions eating your brain, it's sleepy time. You're not allowed to have food, energy, medicine, speech, elections, none of it, not even spare parts, microchips, you know, used vehicles. They're taking away all of these supplies. This is warfare against humanity. So what I'm trying to get people to understand is that you got to shift your mentality from thinking, oh, this is like a three-day ice storm. We have to be ready for a hard weekend. You know, those are the oblivious masses who are suddenly getting into a little bit of prepping, and they think prepping means a three-day weekend. You need to be thinking about a year without food or 2 years without food. You need to be thinking about them unleashing the military, going door to door, force jabbing people, medical kidnapping, taking people away to COVID death camps. In Germany, they've already passed a law that allows grocery stores to ban unvaccinated people. And that's going to spread to other countries. So no vax, oh, no food for you. Now you know why I've been promoting the food rising hydroponic grow system for so long, not even to sell it, because we don't even have it for sale, teaching people how to make it. And I am going to be putting out a video. This has risen to number one on my list. I'm going to do a how-to video very soon, how to make your own food rising grow system with a hole saw and a bin that you buy at Home Depot or someplace like that. It's very simple. How to make your own. People have got to realize that they are going to starve you out. They are going to kill you in any way possible. When I say they, I mean the globalists, the same people, the same organizations and rogue governments that are pushing the pandemic, the vaccines, the ones that funded the SARS-CoV-2 biological weapon system. They are going to kill you. They're just doing it. They're trying to do it without being so obvious about it. You know, the whole point of the hysteria of the pandemic was to get people to take the vaccine because the vaccine is the depopulation weapon. And I don't know if you saw a recent story on Natural News. This was from the sources, The Exposé in the UK. And they were able to do the math on the waning immune function in vaccinated people over time. On average, vaccinated people are losing about 5% of their immune system per week. And what this means is, you know, obviously, if you can do the math, just, 20 weeks down the road, you're going to have a zero immune system, which means you're basically an AIDS patient. And this is why the longer people have gone since the vaccine, the higher their risk of hospitalization and mortality and negative health outcomes. And so you start thinking about, when did people take the vaccine? You know, a lot of them took it just in the last few months as the mandates started kicking in. And those people, you start counting down 20 weeks. You know, in 10 weeks, they're losing 50% of their immune system. And in 20 weeks, which for many people is January, February, March of 2022, some of them will be walking AIDS patients even before that by Christmas. But you're going to have a massive number of people in Europe, in America, you know, in Canada, all around the world, who have no immune function this coming winter and spring. What do you think is going to happen to those people when the flu circulates, just some wild-type flu virus, or maybe if, you know, if the Faucis of the world release their super special Fauci version 2, SARS-CoV-3 or something, you know, or Marburg. What do you think is going to happen to these people with totally destroyed immune systems when the next thing comes around, either naturally or deliberately? What do you think is going to happen? The answer is kind of obvious. They're going to die in huge numbers. And this is called antibody-dependent enhancement, in a sense, because then what's left of your immune system tries to react, but it overreacts, and then you die. Or, I guess in a different rendition, if you've completely lost your immune system, you have no ability to mount any immune response whatsoever, and then you just die from being eaten alive by the pathogen from the inside. I think we're going to see both of those in different people. It's incredible. And the people who took the vaccines are going to die in massive numbers over the next 6 months. And you fast forward another year, 2 years, 3 years, and it's going to be, I mean, this is genocide. This is a vaccine holocaust planned against humanity. And this has been the plan all along. Now, why do they need the embargoes then? Why do they need to cut off the food, the fuel, the product supply lines? Because that's designed to kill the unvaccinated. Because, you see, they know that about half the population in the U.S. is refusing to take the vaccines. I know the CDC numbers claim that it's, I don't know, 60% or so, or even more, of Americans have taken the vaccine. I think those numbers are lies. It's a lot of misreporting by local vaccination centers, you know, claiming they vaccinated more people than they did because they're getting paid. So everybody's, this is just like the old Soviet Union. It's just fraudulent accounting through the entire system so everybody can claim they're doing their job. Probably only about 50% of America is vaccinated. So they realize, the globalists realize, they got to get the other 50%. How do they do that? They do that by starving them out. Hence the supply chain collapse. And you know what's shocking and bizarre about all of this is, frankly, how pathetic and unprepared and oblivious the masses have become. So oblivious. They would prefer to, you know, watch CNN and drink Starbucks and be a football fan or whatever. than to be informed. And they're not into preparedness. That would be weird, you know, to grow some of your own lettuce. That would be weird. Or to have extra ammo, more than a 50-round box. They think that's weird. Those people will be among the first to die because they have no backup supplies. They think prepping is kooky, and they're about to learn the hard way what happens when you're not a prepper. So you're going to see the mass die-off of non-preppers. But there's an interesting twist to all of this that I need to point out. Through most of human history, those members of the public who were obedient to tyrants had the highest survival rates because they went along with the kings and the queens and the tyrants, and, you know, they went along with it, and so they kept their head down, and they did what they were told, and they just said, I'm not going to make waves, and I'm just going to pay taxes and grow my food and whatever, do my farming, do my job. And those people had high survival rates during those times. This has now flipped upside down. The people who have mass obedience to tyrants today are the ones signing up for the vaccines, and they're the ones who are going to die first. So we're now about to see a mass culling of the obedient sheeple, leaving behind the disobedient preppers and survivalists. So this is actually the first time in human history that this dynamic has flipped upside down. And you're going to see, again, a mass die-off of the obedient sheeple, which will have its own repercussions, but obviously you're going to see a lot of Democrats dead. You're going to see, you know, a lot of leftists, a lot of non-preppers dying. All those people that mocked preppers are going to die. Well, maybe not all of them, but the vast majority of them won't survive very long. So hence the need to double down on your prepping and be ready to make it through all of these wartime embargoes that are being enacted upon our nation. They're going to cut off the food supply to the point where the shelves are barren everywhere across the country. All the grocery stores, the shelves will be barren. And they'll have people lining up at FEMA camps and food handout, food banks and other places to get more heavily processed food that is deliberately contaminated with what? Graphene oxide. So if you ever needed a reason to think about growing your own food, think about, you know, not getting endless graphene oxide. Having control over what's in your food might be kind of a smart thing to do. Have some control, have some clean food. So those are my thoughts for right now. There's a lot more coming. I'm Mike Adams, of course, the Health Ranger. Stay tuned by reading naturalnews.com, and you can hear more of my podcasts at brighteon.com. Be safe, get prepared, and be ready for what's coming, because it's going to be brutal. They probably will eventually kill 70 to 90% of humanity. Sadly, I'm having to update my estimates of that. I think they're going to kill a lot more than a billion now. All right, be prepared, get ready.